As a former advisor to the Sister Queens, Seraphine Oakes was a powerful witch. And after 2 years of searching, Rune had finally tracked her down. Now that she had, what would she find at the top of this wooded headland? Friend or foe? Rune worried her lip with her teeth as she remembered her grandmother's last words to her 2 years ago. "Promise me you'll find Seraphine Oakes, my darling. She'll tell you everything I couldn't." After the bloodguard arrested Nan and dragged her from the house, they smeared a bloody X across the front door, declaring to everyone that an enemy of the Republic had been found within and was on her way to be purged. The memory of that day stabbed like a knife. An anxious hum buzzed in Rune's blood as she continued onward, like an overture growing louder and faster. If Seraphine saw through the illusion cloaking Rune before hearing her out, she might expel Rune from her house, or worse, strike her dead. Because wherever Rune Winters went, her carefully crafted reputation came with her. She was an informer, a witch-hater, a darling of the New Republic. Rune was the girl who betrayed her grandmother. It's why she disguised herself as an old peddler tonight, leading a mule laden with goods. The smell of wet donkey hung in the air, and her load of pots and pans clattered with the beast's every step. Each detail summoned into being by the magic in Rune's blood, and held together by the symbols drawn on her wrist, binding the spell to her. It was a mirage, the most basic of spell classifications, and yet it had taken all of Rune's mental energy to cast. The resulting headache still roared in her temples. The branches shook with rain. Lightning flashed overhead, illuminating the tiny cottage perched at the cliff's edge where the forest ended. The windows glowed warmly with lamplight, and Rune could smell the wood smoke pluming from the chimney. With her spell marks fading fast, the illusion flickered around her. She needed the spell to hold for a little longer. Setting down her lantern, Rune withdrew the glass vial hidden in her pocket and uncorked the lid. Dabbing the blood inside the vial onto her fingertip, she held her wrist to the lamplight and retraced the symbols, reinforcing them. One altered her appearance, greying her hair, wrinkling her skin, hunching her shoulders, while the other summoned the manifestation of the mule beside her. The second she finished, the spell roared in her ears, and the taste of salt bloomed on her tongue. The illusion snapped back into place, its bindings to Rune strengthened, and the pain in her temples throbbed harder. Swallowing the briny tang of magic, she pulled her hood over her hair, gritting her teeth against the worsening headache, then picked up her lantern and stepped out of the woods, continuing down the path toward the house. Mud sucked at her boots. Rain pelted her face. Her heart felt like it was going to thump right out of her chest. Whatever happened when that door opened was now in the hands of the ancients. If Seraphine saw through her magic and cursed her dead, it would be no less than Rune deserved. And if she showed mercy... Rune bit her lip, trying not to hope. Moving through the yard, she heard the anxious whinny of a horse from the silhouetted stable, probably frightened by the storm. When she reached the house, she found the front door already open, and a triangle of golden light spilling into the yard. Her stiff fingers curled against the brass ring of her lantern's handle. Was Seraphine expecting her? Some witches foresaw snatches of the future, though these days it was a rare, often fickle ability. Nothing like the clear-sighted prophecies of the powerful sibyls of old. Perhaps Seraphine was one of these. The thought made Rune straighten her shoulders and force herself onward. If Seraphine had foreseen this meeting, she knew who Rune was and that she was coming. All the more reason to get this over with.